Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild evening across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys a calm breeze, making it a pleasant night for those outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, JNS reports that the IDF has killed terrorists in Lebanon amidst ongoing ceasefire violations by Hezbollah. Also, Mariv reports from earlier today that Hezbollah launched 2 missiles towards Israel, leading to the elimination of over 15 militants. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post highlights another ceasefire breach as Hezbollah fired projectiles at northern Israel, violating the ceasefire understandings. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that Saudi Arabia has rejected a U.S. proposal for direct talks between Aoun and Netanyahu. And finally, Mariv shares that the Saudi envoy in Beirut conveyed opposition to the White House's attempts to arrange a conversation between the leaders. Here's what people are saying online. Alex Gandler, an analyst, posted just minutes ago about another ceasefire violation by Hezbollah, noting 5 rockets fired at northern Israeli cities. Ihab Hassane, a fact-checker, clarified just now that a circulating video falsely portrays Israeli settlers, confirming they are undercover special forces known as Musta'arabin. Yigal Eisenberg, a regional observer, noted 28 minutes ago that Hamas and PIJ have confirmed the deaths of several commanders, highlighting targeted IDF strikes. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's actions in Lebanon, JNS reports that the military operation targeted terrorists linked to Hezbollah following their missile attacks on Israeli communities. This comes amidst rising tensions along the border, with continued violations of the ceasefire. The situation remains volatile, impacting local communities on both sides. Turning to Hezbollah's missile launches, as reported by Mariv, the projectiles aimed at northern Israel were intercepted, with no direct casualties reported. The IDF's swift response highlights the ongoing conflict despite the ceasefire, raising concerns about escalating hostilities in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post's coverage emphasizes the severity of Hezbollah's actions as a breach of ceasefire agreements. This violation underscores the fragile nature of the current truce, making diplomatic resolutions increasingly challenging. In a related development, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports on Saudi Arabia's stance against direct communication between Aoun and Netanyahu. The Saudi envoy's message reflects regional complexities and the delicate balance of diplomatic relationships. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that Sagal Transport, a key transportation company in Israel, faced extortion threats impacting its operations significantly. Separately, Israel Hayom Business shares that the startup Band has completed a funding round, advancing its AI platform to facilitate communication between AI agents. And finally, CTEC reveals that Lyft has acquired Getz UK operations for $55 million, marking a strategic expansion in Europe and a refocus on Israeli markets. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.